Welcome. January 6th, 2021. Welcome to the new year for the Energy First Responders Group. We give great thanks for all the wonderful shifts and everything that was happening in December, moving us into a new way of being in a new space that is unbelievably available. Allow yourself to go inside, notice your body. Notice what's happening. As we come present into the moment, we're going to ask for everyone to allow yourself to feel the energies of the earth coming up through our feet, into the base of the spine, up the spine, into the heart chakra, allowing that energy to move, to connect with us, and to spin in the heart in a clockwise direction, circling however you choose to feel or see it. Allow the energy from the source, the heavens, whatever you choose to call it, to come down through the top of your head, through what we call the soul star, which is 2 feet above your head, in to the heart, all the way down into the heart, and again, spiraling in a clockwise direction together with the energy from the earth. Allow the heart to be the center, the hub of everything we're doing today. Allow yourself begin to feel that essence, to feel that joy, to feel that love, to feel yourself safe, protected, comfortable. We also are asking the energies of Middle Earth, which are of wonderful consciousness that is coming to the surface of the Earth, many of which haven't been here before. These are energies that allow the transformation to be very quick, very easy, very smooth. There's also the Earth Star below, which I didn't mention, 2 feet below our feet, that allows these energies to come through. Begin to notice your breath, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth, very gently and slowly. Coming into peace and freedom in the heart. the energy of all that is through the soul star into the heart area. And there's going to be some constructing, energetic constructing in our hearts today. And again, I ask this for the people who weren't able to attend in person. And eventually for all the life forms on the planet. We always ask for plant, animal, mineral kingdoms in their broadest sense. And all the spiritual beings that work with them. To receive what they need as we gather our group today. Notice the energy right below the sternum, right by the diaphragm, where the ribs end and the solar plexus begins. As we are receiving it's almost a gemstone right there where the V where the ribs come together. This is allowing a new opening between the heart and the solar plexus. Halawa haya aname ho. The transformative energy from the old to the new. Right in that spot. Allowing that solar plexus, which often carries the fear, the anxiety, sometimes other emotions as well. As the golden heart energy transmutes that pathway between the heart and the solar plexus. Allowing the calming to come forward. Just for all of humanity now. We are branching out. And we ask for the combination of the rings of truth with compassion. Compassion and truth come in together. To support each other. For just one by itself can become out of balance. There are many great beings who are coming in now to solidify this transformation. And you might experience yourself dropping down, feeling yourself present as a very large being of light. or somewhat large, and a solidity coming through as each one of your essential self, your supreme self, your higher self, but it's really the very essence of who you are, so it's not separate from you, it is you. As you experience it now within your body, more than it was before. I'm going to bring some more sound in as you begin to feel this. Allow yourself to notice your breathing and allow it now to be diaphragmatic. Below the diaphragm, you're breathing in all the way below the diaphragm, into the second chakra, into the dantian, below the belly button. Whatever grips you right below the solar plexus, through the first chakra. Begin to experience your broader self. We are now bringing in the multidimensional golden ray. And just at the beginning now, we're going to create for ourselves what we need. We're going to create a bubble around this group. And allow ourselves to move in to the new golden pathway. This is just us right now. As you move into the golden pathway, for yourself, with a bigger bubble for the group and a bubble of your own world, where everything is easy, moves easily and gracefully. I'm going to bring in some sound and then ask you to go inside yourself for a few moments by yourself in the silence. Very deep. Allow yourself to breathe with this, to breathe with the movement that's happening within your body, within your being. Deep in. into the silence. So, very gently and slowly, allow yourself to come back, to follow my voice. We're going to ask for integration for what happened, and we're going to now, as a group, so just come back. As a group, we're going to create a golden pathway with a multi-dimensional golden light ray. And these pathways are like timelines. know, as they stretch out in front of us. This is the golden pathway for humanity, for the planet, for all of life. As we allow more and more people to come into this pathway that just stretches out, we're moving along it. As it moves out of polarity consciousness into the divine. Each person's life, the life of their loved ones, the life of their acquaintances, friends, business associates, animals, plants, minerals, allow yourself to feel, see, and notice what happens as we allow this pathway to stretch out ahead, stretch out, stretch out. And we now ask for each person for their own lives, and then in a minute for humanity. We're going to call on the elements, the elementals, and the Elohim to help create. So that anything that looks like it might be an issue or something in the way, it just, the golden light just moves through, creating solutions that weren't even imaginable. And this is for many, many things on this planet. Including what we call pollution and the climate changing and what we have labeled as a pandemic, what we have labeled as democracy going through its own changes, emerging in a new way. See, feel, and allow yourself to emerge in your own new way. And imagine things that you couldn't have even imagined happening. As we also ask to lift all of life with all that is. Knowing that each person receives what they need as we create very beneficial outcomes. And know that we can go into this space again and again when we need it or want it, as it begins to build within us. And we allow these new structures in our energy body to integrate with ease and grace. We give great thanks for all that is, for all of the help. For each person here who is so beautiful, so beneficial, so benevolent, and so in alignment with all that is. So be it. So it is. It is done.